just take a look at the first 8 verses, very familiar passage, and we can glean some from the psalmist, David. Let's pray. Blessed God and Father, we thank you for your word that you've given, and there's so many rich nuggets in your word. We ask that you would open our eyes and enlighten us and speak to our hearts from your word, and cause us that we may be obedient to your word and do your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 34, I'd like to read the first 8 verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I'd just like to mention, first of all, the background of this psalm. It comes from 1 Samuel chapter 21. This is a psalm of David, and it was written, it says, Psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So David was just, by way of background, we'll just summarize it from 1 Samuel chapter 21. It speaks of David being in flight from Saul, went to seek refuge in the land of the Philistines. And then King accepted him until he was advised and reminded that David was indeed their enemy, and that he was the one who killed their great hero, Goliath, many, many years ago. And so then David realized that he was in trouble and also feared for his life. He ran from Saul into Saul's place of Saul's enemies, and he still ended up in trouble because now the Philistines were going to kill him. So he pretended that he was a madman, and that's how he was able to get a pass, to get away. But he then, as he ponders the situation and realized that he should have been trusting in the Lord instead of trusting in the Philistines to protect him from Saul, and he writes this psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. And we have, for us, some lessons to learn from this. Sometimes it's so very easy for us to be thankful to God when things are, going nice and the way we expect them to go. But we sometimes have a difficult time to find our praises for God when things are turning a different way and we don't expect. And when things are difficult, that's when we find it hard to praise God and to be thankful to him. But David was thankful, at least he determined at this time that he would be thankful in all circumstances. We have this thought also shared by the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And he says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And sometimes the things that we go through, on the surface it may not be, seem to us that it's a good thing, but we know that everything that God allows is going to be for our benefit, because God wants our best, and he has our best interests at heart. And sometimes things are difficult at first, but when we realize that it's in the hand of God, who is omnipotent and omniscient, he knows everything, he has all power to do everything, and on top of that, he loves us. He loves you, he loves me. Then we have to conclude then, this must be for a good reason, and so we need to give thanks to God. So that's the first thought I'd like to challenge us with tonight. And then let's take a look at some of the reasons why David was able to be thankful. In verse 2 of the psalm, it says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." So the first reason why David was able to be thankful in the midst of this circumstance was that he was not looking to his strength. He was not saying, I'm a great warrior, so I don't have anything to worry about. But he was looking to God. He said, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." So that's the first thing we need to recognize, where our strength is. And like I like to think of also, not only where our strength is, but that God is a loving God. He cares for us. A parent may, a parent is going to love his child, but you're not always able to do. You're not always able to protect to the extent that we might like to. And we try our best. But sometimes when we love someone, we're still not able to protect them from some hurt or some danger. And then sometimes someone might be powerful and strong, but they might pretend to care about you, but they don't. But yet, in the case with God, we know not only does he have all power to do anything, but he loves you. And so he's going to give the best. So with David's boast being in God and not in his own strength, but someone that is all-powerful and that loves him, he's able to be thankful. Then we have, it says in verse 3, it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." So David involved other people in praising God and giving thanks to God. He enjoins other people to join him in this. And so this was a source of encouragement, because sometimes we might feel all discouraged in ourselves. And in a sense, Satan may have an upper hand on us as we let our guards down, and we may be discouraged. And but our brother or our sister may come along, and just at the time when we are feeling bad, we encourage one another, so we can encourage the other person. And you can think of it by that old phrase that there is strength in numbers, not in the sense that that's where we get the source of our strength, but that we can remind one another that our strength is from God. So the second reason is that he involved other people. So he says, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Then the third one is that he says he always sought God, and prayed in every situation. And verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So not only does he know that God is able to protect him and to do him, he acknowledges this, and he asks and he prayed to God. So we should pray. We should seek God. And we know that God will, when we acknowledge him, he will do for us. And so David looked to God, and he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. David sought the light of the Lord in his darkest moments. So, verse 5, they looked unto him, that is God, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So God shines light, and God uses his word. The Bible says that the entrance of thy word giveth light. So I don't remember, but just recently your brother was saying how with God, the darkness and the light, both alike. That was the brother that was just down from Michigan. So God, there is no darkness in him, John says. There is no darkness. So that means everything is open and clear to him, and there's nothing hidden from him. Now, not only is there God gives the light, but those that spend time with him, now then we become radiant, and our faces reflect his light. The light of God is reflected on our face, even as they saw it literally in the case of Moses when he came down from the mountain, his face was shining. So in the same way, as we spend time with God, as John says in 1 John, then we have fellowship with him, and that same light, God is light, that same light will begin to be reflected in our lives. So next we have, he humbled himself before the Lord. And let's see. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So David recognized that without God, he had nothing within himself. And so he recognized that he was a poor man and that he needed the Lord to save him. Then in verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivered them. The angel of the Lord. So in this, David was aware of God's divine protection. The phrase, the angel of the Lord, is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ, because the angel meaning messenger. Jesus Christ is the logos of God. He is God's message to us about our greatest need for salvation. He is what God is wanting to declare and to say to us. And so he is the angel of the Lord. But in this sense, it's also talking about the protection that we have because of the Lord protecting us. The angel of the Lord encamped round about. So he doesn't just come, you don't just call and he comes. He's there. He's encamped round about us and protecting us. And if only our eyes are open, we can see the mighty host of God's army led by the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, verse 8, and then I'll stop so we can pray. It's like after sharing all of this, then it's like a chorus that the psalmist says, taste, just try it, taste. If you would taste and of the Lord, you will see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So we just want to just take a look at this first part, this first portion of the passage, and of course there's more to the psalm, but we'll just stop there for us to be encouraged so that we are able to praise God in the good times and in the bad times. We do the same, praise him at all times and in every circumstance, in every situation, because the Lord is always good, and our praise is dependent not on the things that we see, but on him. And we know that he is always good and always powerful.